Whoever would like to speak against? Come on up, ma'am. This?
I currently live at 2063.
Give us your name, please.
My name is Danielle Bostelman. We live at 2063 State Highway Y. If you take your sign, go over two buildings. That is my house. Right there with the solar panels.
Right here?
That corner lot that he wants a sign on, one, I want to know how big it is, how much light is going to be affecting our area. That is also where the kids meet up for the bus stop. That is where parents park to pick up their kids in the winter. That is a very busy section. What is that going to do for us trying to pull out of our driveway? We already have people that have a hard enough time with the stop sign that's there, let alone another sign that's going to block turning either direction. I have a hard enough time getting out of my driveway on a good day, let alone with the school buses that would block spots. I don't think that we need any of this. I think this whole thing is going to be an eyesore for our community. I'm not close enough to the other one to argue about that one, but I think safety-wise, you're going to have issues with car accidents. We already have enough problems in the county already. I don't think putting a big sign at that intersection is going to be helpful to anybody. Because it's like literally there's a drive where people park their cars, and then there's the lot.
Okay.
It's a very odd spot. So.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else want to speak against this application? Please, sir.
My name is Don Earhart again. And
Still.
Okay. I'm against this because of the nightly rentals. If that passes, I don't want him to be able to promote nightly rentals in the case of having outdoor toilets, in the case of it becoming a red light district. You know, we don't need that down. This is a community down there of people that respect things around. We don't get any gangs or anything like that in this neighborhood. We don't want anything like that. And we don't want signs like this, and especially since that area is well used by the community, and it would be very good if it was stayed like this. Thank you.
Thank you.
He's got a deed to the property, though. Mm-hmm. It's his property.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
He can put a fence up around it.
He can put it up for sale, and some of us will buy it, probably.
Okay. Anyone else want to address this, pro or con? Sir.
My name's Dave Willard, and I guess I will just point out that obviously that triangle of property is nothing new. It has been there as long as the resort has been here, most likely. And I guess I would remind you all that when the county decided to implement zoning within the county, this property mysteriously became R1 simply because it was not being used as nightly rental.
Well, that's not true.
Do you want to address it? Do you want me to?
Well, go ahead.
We had a meeting in every township in the county, and I went to every meeting. We worked on this for a year and a half, and at a lot of the meetings, there would be six people there or four people there for the entire township. Anyone who was a property owner could come look at the maps and what we were recommending. It was well advertised. Nobody showed up. Nobody cared. So there's houses down here. They weren't rentals, nightly rentals anymore. So that's why we went with R1. If the owner would have been down there at the meeting and said, hey, these old cabins, I'd like to put them back into old cabins. Well, maybe they needed to be nightly rentals, but we didn't hear any of that throughout the entire county. And I apologize for my ardor, but we worked on it a year and a half, and everyone's unhappy because they didn't show up and they didn't care.
Okay, but
please carry on.
Is there no recognition of what that purpose had been at
absolutely.
That time?
Absolutely. That's why we're here hearing the application.
That was planted subdivision, residential subdivision.
Yes, in the beginning of time.
Planted residential subdivision. Across the highway was the resorts on the lake.
Right. And there's one up the road on the same side of Y, if I'm not mistaken, a small motel.
Did a little research on this one. In the beginning of time, before we had zoning, it was planted as a residential subdivision. And then, since planning was very lax, it became a resort. That's why we are where we are. I'm not saying right or wrong, but that's what's happened.
Okay.
But the thing that it just mysteriously became is an affront to us.
I apologize.
Not a problem. Nobody knows what happened.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else care to speak about it? Please, sir.
I'd like to speak again.
You'll have your chance.
You'll have another chance.
Okay, that's okay.
I'm for the sign. Just for a simple fact, everybody needs advertisement. You go down the road, up around 76, you know, they're building all these signs. Clear it off. You know, what's the difference? That spot's not very big. I park my truck there to mow a yard, two down the road. Okay? At the beginning of time, there was one house there. I'll do a little short story. One house there, little white house. We owned... My mother-in-law, father-in-law, and they sold all that individually. And it was supposed to be housings, not trailers, and resorts. And they came in and started doing all this stuff. But beside the point, I'm for this signage. It's not going to hurt anything. It's a little piece of property. There's already power there. It was once there before when they had the resort down there. So nothing's going to bother it. That's all I have to say.
Thank you. Anyone else care to speak for or again? You want to come back up?
Yeah.
I just wanted to, what you're saying about that, that was what I meant to say, I guess, about Judy Vaughn, the lady I bought it from, is her and her husband, you know, he passed away and left her with that mess down there. And she didn't come to those meetings that you're talking about for the zoning, or she probably could have kept her 90 rental zoning, you know, but I understand that that's how I've ended up where I'm at now, is because she didn't go or no one went, and now here we are, and I'm just trying to do what she should have done, or if she, I don't want to say, but if she would have been in her interest to have made sure she kept that zoning for the value of her property, you know, really. People say, I've heard people say, this would devalue their property. I would disagree with that. I would think that this nightly rental thing would make their property more valuable, in my opinion. But, you know, I'm not a rocket scientist, but I believe that...
we're talking about this little triangle piece of land now.
Yeah, the little triangle, it's like I say, it is what it is. It's the only thing that it is good for is the sign.
How big a sign do you want to put there?
I don't know, just anything. If I can find pictures, sir, I'd put it right back like it was whenever it was there before. Same with, I wanted to make this thing come back to, I see some historic value there in this Willie Oak thing myself. I talk to people, if I go to, I can go to Silver Dollar City and sit on a park bench over there, and if I sit down beside some, there's a good chance if we start talking about, and I say, well, I own the old Willie Oaks restaurant property over there. Well, I used to go over there all the time.
Okay. But right now you don't know how big a sign you want to build there.
Well, no, just...
Okay.
Just a small, just something big enough. You know, that's the road that they're going to drive people to the lake. And
have you got a number? 2x4, 4x6?
How about 4x8? Piece of plywood.
That answers the question.
4x8, piece of plywood.
That answers
you
the question.
Still have to commute.
Yeah, I understand.
On a state highway, too. So
yeah, I understand that.
Has to get
this is just the first step.
Yeah.
And then the state would have to...
They will regulate him.
Yeah, okay.
The state will.
Well, that was mainly for the folks out there to know what he's thinking about doing. Anyway, all right, do we have enough information to entertain a motion on this application? Anyone care to make one?
Make a motion to approve.
Have a motion to approve on the floor. Anybody care to second?
Second.
Have a second. Motion to second to approve the application for a zoning change. Did you already read that number?
I did. You're good.
For a zoning change as presented. All in favor of the motion, say aye. Raise your hand.
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Aye. We have 3-2. Motion carries. So we will recommend to the County Planning Commission that they approve a zoning change. That's our recommendation. Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you, folks. Now, I apologize for my ardor in this zoning situation.
We believe in what we're doing, George, or we wouldn't be here.
I really do. It was a really big deal, and I don't know. Anyway, what do we got? We got number 25016 rezone. You want to pick us up on that, Cody?
Yes. All right. Okay. 2025-016-RZ White River Water LLC. Subject property is down on KDOT, 2484 State Highway, KDOT, Kirbyville, Missouri. The request. White River LLC is seeking Planning Commission recommendation for the County Commission to approve the zoning request of one parcel, 09-8.0-
Thank all you folks. Sorry.
Sorry? 09-8.0-28-000-000-037.000. The existing property is R1. There's a single-family residence on it right now. The request is for R2 for like a duplex structure. It presently has a shared well for water and a water treatment plant for wastewater. Let me get you to it real quick. So here we are. I didn't go far enough out, but 76 would be up here. KDOC, we're getting close to the end. As we get down here, it's the first property on the right, right here. Here's the single family residence. What they're hoping to do is create a duplex out of that. I think build another structure here. And another two structures here, but duplexes. A little closer. Zoning. A1 around it. They own, I think, most of these properties in here. We could ask them that, but I'm pretty sure they own all this. This is R3. They're asking for R2 here for their duplexes. And with that, I'll turn it over to the applicant to come up and speak.
Hi, I'm Amy. I'm Amy Dixon Plumley. I'm the property manager, project manager for this. I'm also the daughter of the owners. The owners own this property and Deer Run Apartments, which is next door, and also all the properties across the street except for this A1 zoned stuff. In order to do this, we would have to use the community well from Deer Run Apartments next door and the sewer system, and they both have excess capacity so that we could get utilities from them. Eventually, this will all be combined, but we want to get the zoning right first, and then we'll rename it Deer Run at, you know, at some time in the future. But on the right there, Deer Run Apartments, it's all one and two bedrooms. It's duplexes, fourplexes, and sixplexes. And those are all one and two bedrooms. We just want to add some three bedrooms over there on this property.
Okay.
Any questions?
Looks pretty good to me.
Pretty simple.
Okay. Does anyone care to speak to this application, for or against? God bless you all.
We have no neighbors.
We have some information. Would anyone care to make a motion on this application?
I would move to approve 2025-016 rezone.
Got a second?
I'll second.
Have a